Good morning, Rikazim Chayil and Hilchus Shabbos. We're learning Klal Vav, and we're holding at the end of Simon Zion. And so the Chayil is talking about the halachas of Gilui, the case where the wine was left Begilui, so a person should be makma not to use it. Then he says, sometimes the wine would sit there and it'll develop like a white film on top, and the person should remove that before a person says Kiddush. That's not referring to the foam that when you pour in a bubbly type of a wine, a champagne or a Moscato or a grape juice, which is the carbonated grape juice. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that it sits after a while. There's a certain like a film of whatever it is that develops over there. That should be removed before one says Kiddush. Now, the Chayim talked about the idea of making Kiddush on Shefer, and we left that hanging when it's appropriate, when it's not appropriate. So let's see. Let's go to a Simon test. A Simon test deals with a person made an eder not to drink wine, so he should not be saying the one who's saying the Kiddush, relying on somebody else to drinking it for him. The halacha is when a person says Kiddush, a person is supposed to, the Kiddush bracha requires a drink, that some of the Mali Lugmav has to be consumed from the Kais. Preferably the one who says the Kiddush should be the one who drinks the Mali Lugmav. But yeah, we can be mitzar of other people to him as well, but that only they should drink and not him, that's inappropriate. We said before you can be Mekadosh to somebody, but you're not drinking with them. It's only if they're not able to be Mekadosh himself. If they're able to be Mekadosh himself, they should do it themselves, and he should not say it for them. Okay, Imein lo yayin, the person doesn't have wine available. Minhag Poshut the Kaddish al Pas. So the Minhag Poshut is you say Kiddush on the bread. So this so Friday night, the person would hold on, say wash his hands, say al Nitzil Sidayim, then say the paragraph of Vayechulu while he's holding the bread. He would say holding the Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah. He'll say Hamoitzi, and then he'll make the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvot Viratzavanu, and the bracha of Mekadosh Shabbos. He will say the bracha that on the pas, and then he will eat from the pas, just like a person would be saying a kiddush on wine. The point that we here notice is he says that the appropriate thing to do is use pas and not to use beer. So he says, why is that? A filler kashashaker or yayin sorv who chamar medina, even a situation where beer or Yain Sarf is another way to refer to whiskey. The same way like the Indians used to call whiskey fire water, we call it a fire wine. Yain Sarf is fire wine. So it's a very sharp, strong wine. It's not really wine, it's whiskey. So Yain Sarf, even though it's available, you should use pas instead. So why is it that if you have that, and it's Chamar Medina, so still you should use pas? We have to find what is Chamar Medina, but meanwhile he says Kim the Yesh Ermim also the Kaddish al Sharmashkim Chutz Miyayin. Not everybody agrees that you have an option of using Chamar Medina, because our Masakan the bracha of Kiddush to be said specifically on a cup of wine. So therefore, if a person has a choice, you definitely Yertzi if you say in a pas, saying in a Chamar Medina is questionable. Therefore, one would say it on the pas. This is not true by Abdullah. Abdullah, you cannot say Abdullah on Pas, you have to say Abdullah on Khamar Medina. So what is Khamar Medina? Khamar Medina literally translates as Khamar is the Aramaic word for wine. It's the wine of the country, of the neighborhood. So it doesn't mean it's the wine of the neighborhood. There's not very little wine available. So people, whatever function wine has, they replace the function of wine with this drink instead. So if normally you get together people, you join them in a cup of wine. In this country, they do that over a cup of beer or a cup of a little bit of schnapps. So that becomes a Chamar Medina. That's it functions in place of the role that wine would play in society. Most people do not drink wine for the purpose of being, because they're thirsty, they drink wine because it's a social drink that they drink with other people, they enjoy it, etc. So it has to be something that a person doesn't drink because they're thirsty, but they drink it because it's a part of the social gathering of how you get together. Usually when I say to somebody, let's get together over a cup of orange juice. that's not the type of drink that you would use as your Khamar Medina. But a person would say, let's get together over a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. Even though you're not thirsty, you're not drinking the coffee because you're thirsty, because coffee is a chashab of a drink that you can use it as a social setting, as a way to get together with somebody. So there are some places that say that coffee would be a valid Khamar Medina based on this thought process. However, that the place are pretty clear that the only time you're allowed to use Khamar Medina if there's no wine available. Because there's wine available, wine is the Khamar Medina, is the wine. The wine of the country is the wine. So if no wine is available, then other things are acceptable. So using whiskey in a place where wine is available is very, very questionable. We have to clarify some more protein about that, but meanwhile, have a good day.